Support for Talk Business and Politics is provided by Centennial Bank. Centennial Bank offering commercial loans, personal loans, and home equity lines of credit. With branches across Northeast Arkansas, in person, online at my100bank.com or at 870-268-2300. Centennial Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
I'm Roby Brock. Welcome to this edition of Talk Business and Politics. The elections on Tuesday brought a number of surprises, mostly in that the expected winners may have performed better than predicted. It was a big night for Governor Asa Hutchinson and 2nd District Democratic Congressional candidate Clark Tucker, as John Brummett, columnist with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and I explore. Let's begin with the Republican governor's primary.
I think we expected
Governor Asa Hutchinson to win, perhaps not as comfortably as he did. I say he exceeded expectations. And of the big winners last night, he may have been the biggest.
Well, here, Clark Tucker or Courtney Goodson, we'll get to all of that, right?
Yes.
You wanted me to go at your pace, didn't you?
That's right.
Okay. Yeah, we sat here the other day and we thought, I put the over under at 40. I mean, I thought there was like a hidden protest vote out there, and with us kind of a suppressed turnout, that she could get up to 40. She, what, 30? Was end up 70-30?
Yeah.
Basically, as we said the other day, I said some people were thinking that he would beat her about as much as he beat Curtis Coleman. He did.
Yeah.
Very, very similar. I think Asa just sort of, he's like Nick Saban in Alabama against the Razorbacks. He said, okay, they think they're good. Let's show them. Let's show them what good is. And he won 83-6, basically. Put the word out, this is the Arkansas Republican Party that I grew up in. It's a party that can govern, and this is mostly noise over here, and we need to tamp it out. And I think he's somebody. Kept her from getting any money. Maybe she just couldn't raise it, but I think she didn't have any funds. And it was a very impressive, one of the earliest victory speeches I've ever heard, about 8:45 maybe.
It was before 9 o'clock, yeah.
It's Asa, it is still, for four more years, Asa Hutchinson's Republican Party, which is sort of a pragmatic, I hesitate to say moderate, but on occasion, I'm kind of moderate.
Govern
Republican.
From the middle to the right of center.
Exactly.
And but beyond not on that, the extreme.
Beyond that, Linda Collins-Smith, one of the most, were you going to get to that or am
but
I getting
you
ahead?
Bring it up now.
Probably the one of the two most right-wing members of the Senate, sort of an impractical right on guns and a steady opponent to a Medicaid expansion, was defeated by a young Asa-type Republican from Independence County and the state Senate. And then the other, her only rival for the most conservative, Brian King, who wound up in a race with yet another quite conservative, Bob Bellinger, Brian King up in Northwest Arkansas, up at Green Forest. Not Prairie Grove, as I put it in my column, Green Forest,
right.
Got beat. So it was a bad night for the conduit of for action right, and a good night for a pragmatic, responsibly conservative Arkansas Republican Party in the image of the current governor, Asa Hutchinson. That's what happened.
And that's why I say he was the biggest of the big winners last night, because not only did he win convincingly and more than, I think, by what most folks thought he would win by, but he also, too, gets two friendlier people in the Arkansas State Senate for his agenda.
You were thinking in a linear way from, and I wasn't. So you're right. I see that. It's also he's a big winner in terms of the party that surrounds him remains largely in his image. It's a party that's his and not one he's losing to the extreme. So yeah, I will, after brief thought, concur that with your assessment that he was the big winner.
All right. Another big winner last night,
yeah.
Clark Tucker in Congressional District 2, the Democratic primary. I think we were all watching, would he win without a runoff, or might it teeter just right under that, and he's forced into a runoff with the number two finisher in that race. He didn't just win without a runoff. He won in a landslide without a runoff, 56% against three
was
competitors.
Was it 56? I thought it was actually better than that.
Well, it may have wound up. The last I looked at it was 56. So.
Okay.
But 56, nonetheless, 57, 56, 57, it's big.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care who you're running against. If you got three opponents and you get 56 or 57% of the vote, you have done a good political job. I like the other three, but I, as I told you the other day, I don't think any of them ever got started. I mean, I just didn't see it. He, Tucker, is a polished, capable candidate. A lot of goodwill toward him. Had a message with that healthcare commercial. Ran it and ran it and ran it until everybody knew it by heart. And you know, he got what? There were 30. I forget. Anyway, his I was going to reduce his vote to total numbers. It's rather staggering that he got, but it comes to 56.
That race was over when the early vote totals came in Pulaski, Saline, and Faulkner County. He won 58-61% of those.
Yeah,
early
there was
vote
no
boxes.
Way. There was no way Perry County was going to overcome that, and not that they did. Yeah, it was an overwhelming victory. Now about that race, 40,000 votes cast. Now, around the country, people are saying the Democrats are fired up, big turnout, not that big, 40,000. Of that 40,000 in this multi-county second district, of that 40,000, and I'm rounding, 29,000 were cast in Pulaski County. Yeah. I remember when you did your poll, and I questioned for a minute, really, you think two-thirds of the Democratic primary votes are going to come?
It should have been three-fourths.
It was three-fourths. There aren't enough Republicans, there aren't enough Democrats in Saline and Faulkner County, really, to have a good size cookout.
There also weren't any big primaries in some of those other counties.
That's
Pulaski
true.
County was loaded with Democratic primaries this last time around.
But this race, this sets up the fall race. It is still French Hills to lose.
That's John Brummett, political columnist for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. There's much more to our interview. You can check it out in full at talkbusiness.net. That's all for today's program. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. We'll see you next week.
Support for Talk Business and Politics is provided by Centennial Bank. Centennial Bank offering commercial loans, personal loans, and home equity lines of credit. With branches across Northeast Arkansas, in person, online at my100bank.com or at 870-268-2300. Centennial Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.